I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. Dark practices in Pakistan put Christian girls at risk. Older Muslim men frequently kidnap young girls from Christian communities, force them to convert to Islam, and then marry them. Bruce with Uncharted Ministry says, on average,
over 1,000 or more Christian young women are kidnapped, and only 10% ever make it back to their homes.
Instead of playing with friends and dreaming about the future, these girls are forced to live out a nightmare of abuse and neglect. Uncharted Ministries works to prevent abductions by equipping young girls with the skills needed to start their own businesses.
Christian women are really in a tough way, so we've been providing six-month training courses for Christian young women to be seamstresses or beauticians.
Along with job skills training and equipment, young women learn how to follow Christ and study His Word. And the rise of AI has triggered conversations about ethics and application in every industry. According to Birch Champion of Unfolding Word, AI could be useful in Bible translation.
There's still a number of books, particularly Old Testament books, that are left to go. But because we have so many thousands of data points and work that's already been done by Greek and Hebrew experts, we can actually use AI to assist us in the initial drafts of those resources.
It's not as simple as plugging scripture into an AI program and publishing the response. Translators need to prayerfully review AI-generated translations for their accuracy. AI might speed up the process, but Bible translations still require the support of the global church. Find out how to contribute with the link at our website. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.